Hallelujah. First, listen, why am I stressing this gift? I have to pray this gift. Have this at the back of your mind. That the Lord Jesus Christ, in Luke chapter 19, we gave us a parable of the talent. The talent are the gifts. The talents are the gifts. Those talents that he gave, some 9, some 10, some this number, they are the gifts. Every Christian is called to serve God. Every Christian is called to serve God. Have this at the back of your mind. The ignorance of this fact will make many people lose their reward. You will have the Holy Ghost, you will go to heaven, but you will lose your reward. Because reward is no reward until you earn it. Reward is not a gift. Reward is earned. You work for it. What you work for is not a gift. When we come before the throne of our Lord Jesus Christ, it's the throne of judgment. That judgment is judgment unto reward. Every man shall give account of himself. That account you will give is what is expressed in that parable. That when he will come, he will call you. That is the rapture. After the rapture, he will call us. And one by one, you will tell him what you did with the talent he gave you. And take note of the one that did not use the talent. What happened to that person? Just take note of this. When you see some of us doing what we are doing, the way we do it, people who think they are smart, they look at us as a crazy people. We are not crazy. There's something we are looking at. For the joy that was set before him. Hallelujah. Abraham looked for a city. He saw a revelation. He saw something. Therefore, the life he lived reflected that expectation. He looked around. There was nothing to be compared to what God showed him is taking him to. And he was referred to as a friend of God. I'm talking to believers now. I'm not talking to fornicators, adulterers. I'm not talking to worldly people that come to the church to sit down to become members of church. So that when they die, church can bury them. So that when they have problems, people can rally around them. I'm not talking to those ones. I'm talking to heaven-bound people. How many of them are here today? Heaven-bound. Excuse me. I didn't say everybody should put up your hand. Listen before you put up hand. I'm talking about heaven-bound people. Heaven-bound people. Those that can confidently say, I am marching to Zion. Beautiful. Beautiful Zion, we are marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. How many of them are here? How many of them are here? Hallelujah. Listen, one of these days, these things we are preaching will become reality. One of these days, it will become reality. I will be responsible. The gift that God gave me, the gift that God gave me, he gave some pastors. My own is pastor. A pastor is the keeper of the sheep food. He's also the shepherd. I will give account of how I taught the word of God. How I taught the word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I can use this Bible and manipulate everybody. I can use this Bible. Hallelujah. He spoke about those who are holding the truth in unrighteousness. I can manipulate this. And one of the, I'll give you an example. The teaching of first fruit is the truth in unrighteousness, is commercialization, is money making gospel. Every preacher that teaches that the first income of the year is your first fruit, he knows he's teaching wrongly. He's teaching it to make money. They know it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I can use the gift of the word of knowledge or the prophetic gift and manipulate you and collect your property. And you will give me. And God is watching me. One day, I will come and stand and give account of what I did with the gift. Amen. I teach in this church every time that you are supposed to pay tithe in the church you belong. Have I been teaching that? Somebody came on Thursday and came to the church. Came here and said he wants to pay his tithe. Last Thursday, he came to my office. I asked him, are you a member of the church? He said, no. He came with his wife. He worshipped in one church, in Redeem. And I'm asking him, why are you coming to pay your tithe here where you belong to Redeem? I said, this is the scriptural placement. If you believe in this ministry so much, what you have to do is to bring offering. But your tithe, pay it in the church, you belong. And he argued this way, and he argued this way, and he argued this way. And I told him, I said, no, I am teaching you the truth. Your tithe, you have to pay it in your church. And he turned, and he looked at his wife, he said, have I not been telling you about this man? Praise God. You know how much was the tithe? It was 1.3 million naira. Okay. Do you think I don't need that money? For this kind of time? But I am constrained to say the truth. Hallelujah. I am constrained to say the truth. Number one, it was a trial. God sent that man to try me. To see whether I will bend my teaching because I saw money. And I passed. I passed that test. Praise the Lord. Every one of us will give account of what we did with that gift. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And since we shall give account of this gift, it is just necessary that we should take time and teach the people how to use these gifts. So that it will be both beneficial to you and to the church and the work of the kingdom generally. So take these things, try to listen to these tapes, it will help you. Don't look at only those of us who hold microphone and or we have some titles, big tattoo of reverend, pastor, senior pastor, junior pastor, or our cloth, we wear collar for neck and all those things. Every born again Christian is a minister of God. Every one of us, we have had a call and we have answered the call. What is that call? Come to me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And we responded and we came. So everyone has answered a call. And after you have come in, he will place you positionally to function in the body through the gift he has given us. Through that talent that you have, and through these spiritual gifts that he has given us, they are all talents. Hallelujah. So we continue today. We're looking at how to judge the gift. This is how, let's pick 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, let me read from verse 26, and I'll read it up to verse 40 and make a comment there as we continue. That is very, very self-explanatory. I have told you, listen very well, I have told you that it is a church order when we come together like this. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Chapter 11 is communion. Chapter 12 identifies the gift. Chapter 13 tells you should operate it in love, the power of love. Chapter 14 particularly dwells in prophecy and tongues, speaking the gift of tongues and the gift of prophecy. So, verse 26, 1 Corinthians chapter 14. It says, how is it then, brethren, when you come together, as we are together now, every one of you, you have something you want to say that day, you want to do that day. Had a psalm, had a doctrine, had a tongue, had a revelation, had an interpretation. You have one thing or the other spiritual. The emphasis is, let all things be done unto edifying. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at the most by three, and that by course, and let one interpret. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God. Now let me go back to that verse 27 again. He says, if any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at the most by three, and that by course. And let one interpret. So let's, what he's saying here is, remember it is a Corinthian church, and it was a Gentile church. The gifts, the anointing was in Yafu Yafu. And the gifts we are operating, in operation, we are manifesting. And that setting, I have seen it in many churches, where these gifts begin. Everyone wants to prophesy. And before you know what, for hours. Hey, thus said the Lord. As this one, they feel, hey, thus said the Lord. Another, hey, thus said the Lord. Another one, hey, thus said the Lord. Hey, thus said the Lord. The emphasis here is orderliness. Order, order, orderliness. He said, let it be turn by turn. I have the The first time I experienced this so many years ago, even before this ministry started, in my evangelistic travels, I was in a meeting in Uganda, an inter-message gathering that was invited in Uganda. And there were quite many. And I stood there after I finished my ministration. All of a sudden, the atmosphere changed. And then everybody was shouting. They were, this one speaking in tongue here, this one speaking. There were so many. And even me, myself, I was confused. Until one of the pastors, I believe the host pastor, came out and just said, "Everybody, shut up." He was so angry. "Everybody, shut up." Some shut up. Some continue. I believe that is the kind of setting. When the Spirit of God is speaking, I think I better finish that reading. Let's finish reading it. Verse 28 again. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church and let him speak to himself and to God. Let the prophet speak two or three, or and let the other judge. I will come to that. If anything be revealed to another that seated by, let the first hold his peace. For you may all prophesy one by one that all may learn and all may be comforted. And emphasis, the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. The spirit of the prophet are subject to the prophets. Can you hear that? The spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophet. I'll come to that. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Go to verse 37. If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that are right unto you are the commandments of the Lord. It's not Apostle Paul speaking. It's God setting his church in order. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Wherefore, brethren, he said, covet to prophesy and forbid not to speak with tongues. But the emphasis, let all things be done decently and in order. Amen. Do I need to explain anything here? It's clear. It's very clear. Somebody is given, thus said the Lord, speaking by the Spirit of God. Then you too, in another corner, you are interrupting him, giving your own prophecy also. Which one are we going to listen to? Is it the same Spirit speaking at the same time like this? It is the same Spirit. It is the same anointing. But be orderly over it. Since he has started before you, you hold your peace. When he finishes his own, then you can release. Don't say the thing was too much. The fire was too much. The fire. I could not control myself. That's why he said the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. You can say, wait. You can hold yourself. And you can now start again. You have the ability. That is how we judge. Because remember, we are under the judgment of the gift. How to judge the gift. How do we know that the gift you are operating is of God or not? If you don't have the ability to control what you are doing, it is because of either of two reasons. You are still a baby Christian. Baby operator of that gift. Or it's a wrong spirit that is on you. Praise the Lord. He's speaking about orderliness. Orderliness. When you are speaking in tongue, the anointing to speak in tongue, we will normally say God want to give us a message. That's why you are screaming and shouting it out. We will all keep quiet to listen to you. When you finish, and nobody has interpreted, and you yourself, you don't have the ability to interpret what you have spoken, you have not committed sin, you are only not operating it properly. It means the anointing that is upon you, it is between you and God. It has nothing to do with the rest of the brethren around. Therefore, don't begin to speak in tongue and then keep us in expectation to hear interpretation. When you finish speaking in tongue, we don't know what you said. Then we kept quiet, we're listening to you. And you said nothing to us. How are we edified by what you have spoken? Therefore, you speak it between you and God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because it's important that we know this, because these gifts must be allowed to function in the church. I will do everything to encourage every genuine gift, because it is your ministry. And our own ministry is to help you serve God better. That is why we take these teachings. So, Apostle Paul continues. If there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church and let him speak to himself and to God. That doesn't mean worship is going on, you begin to speak in tongue. Now, because of this teaching, you close your mouth. Silence in the church. At the church. No. Everybody is praying. Everybody is worshiping God. Continue. Enter spirit. They wrap the tongue. They go. But we shall not give you microphone. We shall not stop and listen to you. Amen. And don't impersonate any gift. Don't speak in tongue and begin to speak as if you are interpreting what you have spoken, when actually it's not interpretation. Praise God. Don't do that. You speak in Togo, you can't say, yeah. No interpreter. Then you say, and I the Lord. As nobody interpret, and make I talk, I am here with you. I shall bless you mightily today. Then you enter tongue again. For the next 5 minutes, you are rattling, rattling, rattling. Then you come and give another one sentence. So all that rattling, you are rattling, and the interpretation be this one sentence. Amen. And that does not stop you from speaking in tongue. Just rattle it. See, don't be afraid of making mistake. A small child that is going to start to walk, if he stand up, he must fall down first. If he stand up again, he must fall down. Amen. If you rebuke him for falling down, he will not be able to stand up next time. You will encourage him. You can do it. Go and see sweet mothers. They are already very happy that they don't begin waka because they don't tire to the whole arm. Go on, you can make it. Hey, Father, I thank you. Go on, you can make it. But if you fall down, you stand up. Come on, why you fall down? Instead of you to walk, you are going to... The next time, you will not, if you want to stand up, you are around. You go sit down. Amen. Praise the Lord. Especially the gift of the word of knowledge that comes by thought. It's very difficult to give. I don't know whether I'm my thought too. I cannot talk now. And God laughed me saying a lie. Then when it comes to pass, they say, hey, now the thing why I hear me this room. Hey, they are always the one confirming other people's revelation. Yes, I had it. Yes, I saw it. That time that we are worshiping, I saw it. Yes, pastor, fire on. Let me confirm. I want to confirm. Now lie. Why you not talk and sit?
Fear.
Now fear they worry you. You had it, why you not talk sis? You know, there are some people, they are owned only to confirm. They confirm. They cannot originate it. For fear. Not that they didn't hear. Oh. Fear. What? How will you learn? If you allow fear to stop you. See, me my own. As the thing they call, I go talk am. I go talk am. If nobody say na him, oh, now what I see, now I talk. Eh? And the more you do that, the more perfect the thing becomes. You understand it too. Okay. Now like this, I can't talk like this. Okay. When I talk like this, okay, this is what it is. Okay. You learn by practice. Don't put fear. So, he said, interpret. Interpreter. If there is no interpreter, he said, let him keep silence and let him speak to himself and to God. And verse 29, he said, let the prophet speak two or three and let the other judge. So, not too many people. You cannot come here and spend the whole day just prophesying and prophesying as if you are in a select church. I said, let them do that one. One woman go stand up. Who have seen those spirits in operation in Sele? And there's one intermediate church at Songo that I went one time. There was a program that I was invited to. And I sat down. I was watching what was going on. And one woman would stand up, she's in the spirit. Then the deacons, then they suffer, they run, they pursue this woman, they run. They go run. He go call stand for so waste place. They don't talk anything, no. They run again. I say, oh, this church is finished. And all of them, we are bowing down. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Which verse we are now? Verse 29. When he said, let the other judge. Let the other judge. How will the other judge? How will the other judge? The other, somebody is speaking in tongue and giving a message. He said, let the other one hold your peace and judge. That simply means if you have a gift and another person also has the same gift that you have and that gift is in operation, there will be a vibration. You will connect. It compulsory. If you are sure of your gift, you will connect and follow. You will follow. That is the judge. You will follow. But even that aspect is sometimes misused or abused. Because another person that has that gift can decide to kill your gift. If he hates you. Pastor, in this church, I have faced it when the ministry started earlier. Those who operate the gift before, the older gifted people, when somebody else is coming up, they don't want that other person to come up. So, before you know what, they are the ones, they position themselves to be the ones to admit you or not. So before you know what, they are telling the pastor, "Pastor, this sister that is always, this sister, Lagbaja, she still need prayer before you allow her to pray the gift. There is still mix up. I was following the spirit. Anytime she's prophesying, I'm following the spirit. There is still mix up. Meanwhile, na lie. That's the life. If I not take time, this person will come overtake me for this church. People will come leave me now, come and face that one. Because man generally, the carnal man generally, when he occupies a position, he doesn't want any other person to come up there. It's natural. Except that person is actually, he has a very good dose of the Holy Ghost. You will hardly, you see somebody who operates the same gift with you and started before you and see you coming up and tries to draw you to bring you up. Especially if your own seems sharper than her own. Sharper than his own. Whatever the gift is. Including the preaching gift. The prophetic gift. The healing gift. Whatever gift at all. Somebody you met in that church wants to occupy that church. I mean that position. You must not come up. That battle has been on in this ministry for a long time. I believe that spirit is leaving gradually. Praise the Lord. It's because you have no knowledge that nobody can take your place. Nobody can take your place. Everybody has your God ordained position. Stay in your position and grow there. And lift up others. As you lift up others, God will be lifting you up. Hallelujah. Sometimes, a gift, that the same gift you have, another person comes up, is raised up, and begins to operate higher than you. Actually, it's not that it's operating higher than you. God uses it to wake you up. And he said, "Come on." That's why I sit down here. You know, they come up, put me to shame. Then, because when there is competition, he said we should provoke one another to what? Good works. Provoke one another to good works. Every one of us, hallelujah, we have abilities that can be sharpened. But we can refuse to sharpen it by complacency. There is a state you reach where there is nothing to push you to wake up, to discover that you can be better than what you are. God knows how to wake you up. He raises someone else. Then you now say, "Eh? Have you not suddenly discovered that all our prophets in this church, they call phone number now. Every one of them, they call phone number now. All of them. But you had this ability, why you know they enter and reach that level before? You are satisfied with the level you were in. But suddenly, God raised one of them also. And now they enter and they call number. They say, "Come on." I said, "They here." They will soon pack us for backyard and pack us. So let's wake up. You had the ability. That person, nobody is better than you. Everybody is God that shows us who is better. The position, I mean, that knows who is better. The position God keeps you, remain there and be effective in that position. Praise the Lord. What again? Which verse? Amen. Verse 29. Let the prophet speak two or three. And when we say let the prophets, we are not talking about like we have maybe four prophets or something. We are talking about people. This is referring to people that the spirit of prophecy come upon them and they say, thus said the Lord. That's what we are talking about. From anywhere at all, many of us have that gift. Boboye has that gift. Jayola has that gift. Timothy has that gift. Jamus has that gift. And who again? You hear them sometimes. Zoe has that gift sometimes. Sometimes. Praise God. If anything be revealed to another that seated by, let the first hold his peace. For you may all prophesy one by one that all may learn and all may be comforted. The spirit of the prophets are subject to the prophet. For God is not the author of confusion. Underline that in your Bible. He's not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. And always note, like, there is time to prophesy and there is time to keep quiet.